First, let's start out with a few names. Violinist Joshua Bell and Anne Akiko Myers, percussionist Evelyn Glennie, jazz pianist Fred Hirsch, and CSO Pops conductor John Morris Russell. Those artists have made appearances already this school year as part of the Meyerson Master Artists Series at the Cincinnati School for Creative and Performing Arts. And here in the studio is Jeff Seibert with the Meyerson Foundation Artistic Excellence Program to tell us all about the program and how it works. Thanks for being here with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Frank. Thank you.
Let me first get the big name out of the way, Dr. Neil H. Meyerson. He's the president of the Meyerson Foundation.
Correct.
His name is on the endeavor. Is he like the genius behind everything?
He'd like me to say that, and indeed he is the genius behind both the foundation and the enterprises that are run by the Meyersons.
Now, the program we're talking about, the Artistic Excellence Program, and this is something fairly new, just some 4 years old?
Correct.
Who have been some of the notables over the years? I mean, I've mentioned a few people from recent months. Who else have been there?
Our first master artist, back when SCPA was still located in the old building on Sycamore, was the wonderful violinist Nadia Salerno Sonnenberg. And you may recall her from several appearances on the old Johnny Carson television
right.
show, a very flamboyant pyrotechnic violinist. But we are so proud to be able to partner with our wonderful local arts organizations, especially Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, who are the host for these master artists. The foundation functions as a supporter to provide incremental funding that allows those artists to literally walk down the block, walk down Elm Street, and spend the afternoon with the talented students at SCPA.
How are you able to talk major league talent into giving the time for this program? I mean, this isn't just walk over, wave, sign a few autographs. They spend some serious time there.
They do. In classical music in particular, but really across the performing arts, the artists who are touring internationally feel a deep commitment to passing on their experience to the next generation of great artists. And the Meyersons are here to support that wonderful endeavor, and it gives us a great amount of satisfaction to play our part.
Here's the big question. When these artists come in, they do what is called a masterclass. Could you explain that? What exactly is a masterclass, and what happens at these sessions?
The unique thing about a masterclass is there is an audience present when the master artist faces the young student. And typically, the student has spent a great deal of time preparing a short audition piece for the master artist. After that performance, they don't hold back at all, and there is very much kind of a peer-to-peer relationship that occurs. And whether it's Nadia Salerno Sonnenberg or Emmanuel Axe, that the student is only an adolescent in some cases has little bearing on the approach that they take to improve that student's performance. So it's very much a professional-to-professional relationship. And what was wonderful at the first master class I observed at SCPA, SCPA has the most supportive student body of any school I've ever visited. In other words, the students in the audience will often embrace and welcome the young student who's just appeared on stage with the master artist, because very often it can be 45 minutes of slogging through even a short number of measures of music until the master artist feels the student has gotten it or mastered it completely.
When we're talking about the students, are we talking high school, like seniors or juniors or younger kids?
In our experience, it's been as young as freshmen, as young as ninth graders at SCPA have risen to a level where they can benefit from this kind of experience with a master artist. In particular, I'm thinking of a young pianist at SCPA named Charles Ramsey III, who had a master class with a wonderful elder statesman of the classical piano, Emmanuel Axe. Emmanuel, after Charles finished his audition, gave him a standing ovation and said words that I, nor I expect Charles, will never forget. Charles, that was perfect. I don't have any additional comments for you. To hear that as a ninth grader from someone like Emmanuel Axe was a very great thing.
You mentioned the audience, too. When someone like Emmanuel Axe comes in, he may work with a handful of students, but there's probably a lot more in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
What is that experience like? What do the kids get from watching this?
You, of course, know that SCPA covers a wide gamut of the arts. So in addition to music, there's dance, visual arts, drama, and many times students from the other arts disciplines, in other words, not just the music majors, are in the audience for a master class. And very often we've had the visual art students, for instance, make note of the ways in which a classical musician or other types of musician moves around the piano, the way they speak, the way they walk around the stage. So it's of value to not only the students studying that particular discipline, but the whole point of our program is to demonstrate what excellence looks like in the arts. And although very few of us in our lifetimes reach that level, it is in the pursuit of excellence that we think we can serve a value at SCPA.
We were going to also talk about some of the upcoming artists that will be doing master classes. And one person I wanted to ask about was Jennifer Higdon. She'll be in on March 21st. From what you've described of these master classes, what does a composer do? So far, we've talked about musicians. They come in, probably show students how to play something, listen to them play something and critique it. What does a composer do?
Jennifer is actually our third composer this year, along with Nico Muley and Randy Edelman, who are both film composers. Jennifer is a prize-winning composer, in particular of a wonderful percussion concerto. So SCPA students saw Evelyn Glennie, the percussionist, perform that Jennifer Higdon piece. And then coming up in March, the student composing majors at SCPA will have the opportunity to work in the digital music studio at SCPA. And picture, if you will, a classroom where the desks are lined up and there's a Macintosh large screen monitor on each desk. On the screen at the front of that room is the Sibelius, is the name of the software, a projection of the musical score of a piece written by an SCPA student. The computer software will play that music, and Jennifer will then work with the composer, who will play the piece live as well in the classroom. They talk about things that honestly are a different language to me.
Oh, I can but imagine.
In very much depth, they go into the theory behind the music that the student's working on.
We're speaking with Jeff Seibert, who's with the Meyerson Foundation Artistic Excellence Program, about some of the upcoming artists for their Master Artist Series for this spring. Another one who probably will be a little different from what we're talking about, and that's the CSO Pops conductor, John Morris Russell. This, again, is not just a musician playing a specific instrument. What would the students get from John Morris Russell?
Frank, the new SCPA, a block away from here, is really the culmination of the vision of Maestro Eric Kunzel, the former maestro of the CSO Pops. JMR, John Morris Russell, is Eric's successor, and as such, we are so pleased to welcome him literally to the school that Eric built. JMR is making his second visit to the school, and he'll be working with Brian Siekman's symphonic orchestra students. And as with a master class, JMR will take the baton, stand at the podium, and put the orchestra through their paces. Again, Frank, it is a measure by measure, note by note, inflection by inflection, rigorous process. But John Morris Russell brings the same passion, the spirit, really the joy of music that our visionary leader, Eric Kunzel, brought to the whole endeavor of creating SCPA. It's a unique feeling to have JMR in the building. And again, we're so thankful to Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and Pops for helping us do this.
It's not just classical people. We've mentioned those. Coming up, this is one that I want to be there myself to see. I mean, one of my favorite players is Chick Corea on April 22nd. Now, this is interesting, too, because with jazz, it's different from classical music. Classical music seems to be more of a set way of doing things. Jazz definitely is not. So what do you expect different from Chick Corea on April 22nd?
It turns out that there are two very important pedigrees that a young student needs in making the transition from high school to a college arts program. Classical music is one. Jazz is the other. Because it is based on improvisation, as you say, it is, to some extent, even more theory-bound than is classical music. But the two of them, because they're in some ways this dialectic between the notes that are written and the notes that you are intended to play in classical music, and jazz, where some would say you're playing the space around where the notes are written, because of those two different views of music, they make a wonderful foundation for students to take from their high school experience to wonderful colleges of art around the country, including our own College Conservatory of Music. Chick Corea, however, is a treat beyond many of our expectations. For those of us who grew up with Return to Forever and Chick's wonderful other ensembles, he's currently touring with the vibist Gary Burton. I'm thrilled to welcome Chick for an entire afternoon at SCPA after he finishes his concert at the Miami University Performing Arts Series.
When you mention some of the other artists as well, I see like violinist Lila Josefowicz, beginning of March.
Yeah, if you have the opportunity, Google Lila Josefowicz on YouTube. Mm-hmm. She is both a visual and an oral delight. And again, one of these kind of pyrotechnic violinists, and very much looking forward. And then we have actually five big shows coming up in March. Again, straying a bit off the path of classical music, Broadway star Bebe Neuwirth will be at SCPA for a masterclass on March 10th. And then on March 12th is JMR's triumphant return to SCPA. And then a saxophonist that you may recall from another Tonight Show version, Branford Marsalis, will be back in Cincinnati and this time able to spend the day over at SCPA, again with the talented SCPA Jazz Collective.
Okay, so this time he's a jazz musician, but not a classical musician. One of the things we've been talking about, this masterclass, are these just for the SCPA students and faculty, or can someone else come in and watch?
Observing a masterclass is by invitation only, but all they have to do is get in touch with me at the Meyerson Foundation. We've had a number of requests, not only from other high schools, but from other college programs. And I can't emphasize what an amazing experience it is to sit in the room while one of these masterclasses is taking place. You literally have the opportunity of witnessing a cultural heritage pass in some way from an elder statesman to a young student. So we love to welcome people to observe that process as long as they do it very, very quietly.
Well, that's a great place to end. Jeff Seiberts with the Meyerson Foundation Artistic Excellence Program, all these master classes at the Cincinnati School for Creative and Performing Arts. Thanks very much for telling us what's going on down there.
Thanks, Frank.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.